What, do you not know?
I was thinking about something.
Thinking about what? We do this every day.
I think about someone to tell you on the next break.
It's a Tuesday morning of the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Going to be another effing hot one in Rochester today. Currently 68 degrees. Going to get up into the high 80s, could be diddling 90, depending on where you are. And if that wasn't bad enough, are we getting wildfire smoke? Is that what?
Oh, is that what this is?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think that's why it was a little hazy out yesterday.
Okay.
And this morning even already, because it smells like wood chips.
It does.
It smells like somebody's smoking a chicken.
Yeah.
It sucks, because I know this is like bad for us, but I do love that smell.
It does smell really good.
Right? It's like,
it's like a campfire.
Early death. Yeah. All right. This is great. Thanks a lot, Quebec. Speaking of Canada.
Yeah.
It's a big day in the Duffy household.
For Canada?
Well, Duffy's? The Canadian national sport.
Oh.
So for those who don't know, I think I got enough time before my daughter gets up. My oldest daughter, she plays hockey.
Yeah.
Big hockey player, 14 years old. And there's something that sucks about youth sports. Because like when they're little, it's just for fun.
It's adorable.
And you're learning like valuable life lessons, right? And like all you're doing is going out and you're playing and there's no consequence to anything, right? Like you take the game seriously, but it doesn't really matter, right? So my daughter, who is going to be a sophomore in high school this year, has decided she wants to play hockey in college.
She wants to go, okay.
Yeah, she wants to play college.
So is it kind of limited though, right?
There's different levels.
Yeah. I mean, there's more.
Do a lot of colleges have girl hockey?
Yeah, there's way more female hockey in college than you think. For example, RIT.
Well, that's a big one.
Yes, they have a Division I women's hockey team here. And that's where our story begins.
Okay.
Because I love my daughter.
I know you do.
And she tries really, really hard.
Y'all make a lot of sacrifices.
I'm about to crush her.
No, I'm not. No. All right, Kimmy, how do I put this? So she's only 14.
Right.
So, you know, people...
Yeah. That's the time you maybe start thinking about it.
Sure, sure. But as I take off my dad hat and I put on my hockey scouting hat.
Or your dream crusher hat.
Okay, well, that's just it. That's the problem I'm facing right now.
Yeah.
It's like if you asked me if that wasn't my daughter and they go, hey, is that girl going to play college hockey? I'd go,
So is she trying to...
Everybody separates themselves. Like you're getting to that age where like...
So you go more advanced?
As a kid, you kind of realize, like, oh, people are really, really good at this.
So that's just it. Right. Yeah. That's just it. There are girls that she plays hockey with. So she was at a hockey camp over the weekend, really great hockey camp called Girls First Look Camp, where they have girls from all over the country that come in, and these girls are getting scouted by, like, major D1.
I got to tell you, if I'd never met you, I would never know any of this existed.
Understood.
I didn't think, like, girls' sports were this intense, this expensive, it's amazing.
But here's the thing. It exists for every girl's sport. Softball, volleyball, basketball, all of this.
Now I know.
So she has girls that she plays with at this camp that are going to these, I guess you would call them recruitment camps.
So this is where she's going now?
Well, no. So, for example, there's a girl that she skated with over the weekend that was just at Colgate.
Oh, really?
And like she went to Colgate to go skate with other girls, like as a potential. And she's been going to like these different colleges,
trying to get as many eyes on you as possible.
Exactly. So you like have a relationship with the coach, and down the road. So Stella's never been to one of these camps. She went to this camp over the weekend. And long story short, today is RIT Women's Hockey Camp.
Okay,
girls' hockey camp. I think it's the first year they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter comes to me over the weekend after she hears about it, and she goes, "I want to go."
Okay.
So
it's camp.
So I'm at a crossroads here. Mm. Now, I don't know what this camp is for.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a learned skills camp or if this is like a, hey, we're going to look at you to see if you play hockey.
A little bit more advanced.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's been my daughter's dream of dreams to play hockey at RIT.
Okay.
Like we had season tickets for the women's team when she was really little. We live right down the street, so we would go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like she... A lot of the camps that she goes to over the summertime, the girls that play for RIT, they're really great with their time. They come out to these camps to work with the girls. Like, she idolizes these women. She wants to be there. And she is all excited to the point last night where she's breaking down what she is going to do to try and separate herself.
Okay.
So she
this
can get noticed. Yeah.
I mean, this is what you've been building towards, isn't it?
I don't care. I mean, not that I don't care. I don't care if she plays college hockey. Like, it's, if she does, great. If not, it's not like I'm going to be like disappointed.
I mean, the amount of money and time you've invested in this.
Yeah.
I've got to think I want to see a payoff.
But that's like every parent of a kid who plays sports, right?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's you have to invest a certain amount if your kid just wants to participate at this point.
No, you're right. You're right. Look, here's what I'm getting at.
Right.
I am worried that my daughter has set her expectations too high for what the actual potential outcome eventually will be.
So you think she's going to get her emotions crushed?
Well, not this week.
No, not for a little bit. But I think she's still in the dreaming age where, like, you feel like it's still possible. You know, like, give it another year. Junior, senior year, that's when you're kind of like, okay, it hasn't happened yet, so it's not gonna.
Okay, here's my other fear.
Because, like, that's around the time you're going to start looking at schools, and if they're not looking at you,
understood.
You're kind of, you know the deal.
I get what you're saying, but the problem is she's a lot like me, like where she thinks, like, it's you know, all I have to do is just go get it.
Just show up.
Yeah. Like, well, like, no, that's not what I meant, you idiot. Like,
turn it on.
Anything is possible.
Okay, well, that's what you got to feel like. Okay, a success.
Like, when I was 15, 16 years old, I was doing stand-up comedy thinking I was going to be a famous stand-up comedian. Yeah. Everyone told me I was wrong, and I was like,
hey, you got time?
I'll show you, and I went out and did that. Like, you said, like, Kimmy, eventually it's going to start to separate. Yeah. Like, I thought after, like, this last weekend, it would, like, dawn on her.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
So I guess you just got to let it run its course.
So what point do you stop letting it?
Like I said, it kind of takes care of itself. Because, again, like, she's either going to be able to play or she's not at that level. You got to make the team. You got to have somebody recruiting you.
So here's my biggest fear, if I'm being honest.
All right.
Kimmy, you remember that kid in high school that played sports that wasn't all that good at sports, but they made sports their life? And like they did
gym class heroes, as they called them.
And they didn't get recruited and nothing.
Yeah, they all do sports radio.
But that kid spent like the rest of their life being like, it's all politics, man. I could
So it is amazing. It was amazing how many times I met girls that always told me, I was being looked at by so and so school for softball or basketball, but it didn't go anywhere. Yeah. They were just looking at me. So I wondered, like, is this what that was?
Well, and
then, you went to that camp.
I don't know. It's possible. Bombed. Yeah. And that's just it.
Is there a lower? All right. So if RIT is like the big dance.
There's Division III.
So what's like the lower? Well, like,
some of the Scooney schools, maybe.
All right.
Like Division III hockey. But
so she still could do it.
No, even that is like you have to be a really, 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 really good hockey player.
So you don't think she has the talent at this moment?
I don't know. It's hard to look through a father's eyes because I will admit I am critical.
Man, I wouldn't say a goddamn word.
What's really tough, and I know this has happened to some guys I know. I don't know so many women that tried to do this, but they'll also go to a school thinking, I think I have a shot to make the team. It's like a walk-on.
Yep.
And now you've committed to this school where I'm locked in now, so if I don't make the team, are you going to, like, change schools? Or are you going to, like, what are you going to do at that point?
That discussion happened last night, too.
Oh.
But 252 WCMF, my daughter's going to RIT women's hockey camp, and she thinks that she has the chance to play Division I girls hockey, and she's 14, and I would love for her to accomplish that dream, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay,
maybe, I don't know. So, like, that's the other scary part. Last night she goes, you know, I could go to the school and then, like, show up and try and make the team myself. And, one, you got to get an RIT, which is not an easy task.
Yeah.
And, two, I don't know if you've looked at what RIT costs, but it's...
It's a fortune.
It's, like, all of your testicles.
Isn't it, like, almost up to Harvard?
Kimmy, can we check out when you get a chance?
It was, like, some sick numbers. But last time I think we did this before, and we were, like, shocked.
It's obscene.
Yeah.
It's absolutely obscene.
And you're in Henrietta, man.
Yeah. And it's down the street from our house, so I would also... I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Maybe I'm surprised she doesn't want to go away.
Well, I think she would want to go away for any other thing, but she's always wanted to play hockey.
Women's hockey, yeah. I mean,
it's like a thing.
Yeah.
And I think she also has this fantasy, too.
Did you say RIT tuition?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Huh.
$57,000.
A year?
And that's base, right?
Is that room and board?
I don't know.
$57,000
to try out for the hockey team.
And you're down the street from your house.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Like, you're not even getting anything.
I get hit the rink with a nine iron.
So this figure covers tuition and fees. So that's not counting for room and board, books, and other expenses.
So that's just it. Like, when you say, like, let it all play out, right, and see what happens. Well, no, like, at some point, somebody has to have a discussion and be like, look, this is the real-life consequence of the road you want to try to go down if it doesn't work out. And
that's a lot for a 14-year-old to take in.
Understood. And I don't want to be that guy that, like, takes dreams away because, as you know, I do believe Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams.
Okay.
I believe in that. I
feel bad for that bird.
Because he cannot fly.
Oh.
Because he has no wing dreams. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. My daughter starts RIT women's hockey camp today, and she believes that she is going to play Division I women's hockey, and I want that dream for her. But that is a tall order.
Yes.
Tall order.
Right.
And at what point, as a parent, if you have a kid that plays sports, I mean, do you pull them aside and go, hey, maybe XYZ? You know, world needs ditch diggers, too. That was a joke from Caddyshack. I'm not saying that about my daughter. 252-WCMF, Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, don't crush her dreams. She could be the next Josh Allen of women's hockey.
Okay. But, like, you know why the Josh Allen story? Now, you know, for those who don't know, Josh Allen, unrecruited.
It bounced around.
Yep, had to go to a junior college. One offer from Wyoming, ends up being an NFL superstar. You know why that Josh Allen story is so remarkable, Pete?
Why?
Because it never happens, right? It's like people are like, oh, well, you know, that girl got perfect score on her SATs and she got into every Ivy League school. It's a story because it never happens, Pete. You can't bank on my daughter is the Josh Allen of women's hockey.
She could be.
Okay.
I'm not saying she is, but give her a shot.
All right. We're gonna give her a shot, Pete. You've inspired me, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
There you go.
I didn't think of that. I'm so scared.
Give her a shot.
I'm so scared right now.
Yeah.
This is horrifying. you don't understand,
well,
man.
Well, I kind of thought she'd burn out on this when she started, like, getting interested in boys and dating and fashion and makeup. What?
Boys and dating.
Fun fact, girls do both these days, Tommy.
I know, but like.
They can put on makeup and play sports.
Okay, wise ass. I'm just saying that when the interest starts, you know, you're interested. Her whole life was hockey, but once you get a boyfriend, you got less time.
I think that's every parent's nightmare, though, right? Like your kid gets too wrapped up in like a relationship or something.
But it's going to happen. Interest.
Well, no, I mean, the boys come to the games. Like the teams that she play on, the teams that she has played on, the boys will come and watch the girls they like play.
Man,
hockey.
That's a new evolution of boys that didn't exist.
So, no, I mean,
there's a boyfriend section.
Yeah, I dated a girl who played basketball. I went to her games when I was in high school.
Yeah, but you're a perv.
Again,
girlfriend.
Can we keep in context who we're discussing?
We're
right
talking
now?
About your old girlfriend.
No, we're talking about my daughter.
No, I'm saying other daughters,
other
from previous generations.
What are you, John Mayer? All of a sudden. 252-WCMF. All right, so we found out that RIT costs, what did you say, $57,000?
Before.
I got 57 or 59. I don't know. Around 60.
Call it 60G plus.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
It's just, yeah, tuition and fees.
Let's talk to Tara. She's on CMF. Hey, Tara, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
So your wife's a Rochester Regional employee, right? So you
yes.
automatically qualify for a 40% tuition discount at RIT.
Damn.
Oh, all right. Fine. No problem there. Now I'm only spending $40,000 a year.
Pretty significant.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Okay.
No, nothing would be great.
Hey, Tara, you got kids?
I do. Five.
Okay.
Five kids?
How old's the youngest kid?
Two 19-year-olds.
All right, so you've gone through this whole adolescence phase. I'm sure your kids had dreams that were borderline unattainable. As a mother, do you let them figure that out themselves, or do you have to have, like, a directional discussion to try to get them into real life?
I think you have to be realistic, right? Yes, this could be your dream, but if your dream doesn't pan out, right, and you can't go to that school, you have your heart set on what's your backup plan.
Okay. Well, no, but see, you believe the opposite, Tommy. You're a burn-the-boats kind of
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. No backup plan. Because you'll never push yourself.
You have to have a backup plan.
Nah.
It doesn't mean you're not going to push yourself.
Because you've got a backup plan. If you have no backup plan.
No, that's
plan,
not true.
Tara,
did you go to college?
Oh, you dumb!
Tommy didn't have a plan, period.
No, I had zero plan. So I ended up here.
Exactly. That's why he's living in his wife's house, right?
Yeah! I'm actually on Tommy's side. But you're stupid, and you're poor, and nobody loves you. Tara, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
There goes Tara. I love that, too. Like, I mean, 30-40%, that's a pretty significant discount. But it's still like 40,000.
A chunk of change.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a salary.
It's a lot of loans she's going to have to take out because I got plans. And you know what the worst part is, too?
What?
Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I am very proud of my daughter for even having the aspiration to want to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, you know, getting a college education, whether or not you're doing it to play hockey, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
At least to me, a guy who went to college for 14 days. Community college
yes.
in 14 days. But I have also allowed myself to, like, you know, think, like, maybe she could do this, right? And, like, have this fantasy of me being in, like, the Policini Center where they play hockey, like, wearing my daughter's RIT jersey, like, that's my daughter out there.
Right.
So, like, I don't want to get sucked up in the fantasy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I found myself, like, going to sleep last night
sometimes
thinking about
it. Sometimes I think it hits parents, that kind of fantasy hits parents more than their kids. Do you ever, like, cause you know those parents that have almost bigger dreams. Like, they see their kid play in D1, and their kid's like, nah, Dad, I'm not going to do that.
No, you're right. I mean, look, your dad went through this with your brother played Division I lacrosse.
Yes, he did. Yep.
I mean, was that something you guys knew was a possibility the entire time? Because you were older. You were conscious of it.
Yeah, but my brother also had some injuries at, like, crucial recruiting points.
Oh!
He tore his MCL or ACL when he was, like, a junior in high school. So I think that kind of put things in perspective for both my dad and my brother, because at that point, it made it much harder to go to the next level.
Understood.
Hmm.
Whoa.
It's too much to take in, man.
I'm telling you, man. Like,
these kids are too much.
Nobody tells you all the little complicated roads you're going to have to go down, because I don't want to destroy my daughter's dream.
No.
Right? And I do appreciate how hard she's working. I'm very proud of everything that she's doing.
All right.
But, like, I don't want to see her put all her eggs in a basket where if 2 or 3 years down the road, it's like, yeah, somebody looks at her and goes, yeah, there's no chance it's going to happen. All of a sudden, her world just collapses. But then again, like, is that my job as a father? Or am I supposed to let her
figure
that out
herself? But that's probably a life lesson she's got to teach herself.
I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Where's your backup plan, kid?
Tara had one.
Yeah. Look at her. 5 kids talking on the radio.
As opposed to no kids talking on the radio?
Yeah.
Paying for a label is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if there's a product that does the same thing and it's not name brand.
Just as good, buddy.
Thank you. I subscribe to that idea. However, that idea is exploding this morning.
Whatever.
Both literally and figuratively, because some people that decided they didn't need to be trendy and had no problem saving money on an off brand, some of them we'll never see again.
This is horrifying.
You're hanging out the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Walmart has issued a recall. Okay. On a line of water bottles they've been selling at their store.
Just a drinking bottle.
So it's a metal water bottle with a screw top.
Oh, the one you tote around.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, the toting bottle.
All right. How does it hurt your eyes?
So they're called Ozark Trail water bottles.
Ooh.
They sold almost a million of these things.
God damn, Walmart.
And they are being recalled because several customers have had the top of the water bottle explode off of the bottle.
Like it's pressurized?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be.
Because it's whole water.
When the water bottle explodes, the top pops off at a rapid speed. It says multiple people have suffered permanent blindness from this water bottle.
So it's like it'll take your eye out.
It will take your
eye
out.
It took my eye out, and I'm still thirsty.
You're opening a bottle of champagne or something.
No, I don't know if, like,
so how does it pop off with that kind of force?
I think it said, like, because some people are putting carbonated drinks. Certain types of drinks are causing it to, like, pressurize inside.
I don't know what is causing it to happen. It just could be cheap materials too, Kimmy, where it's like expanding and contracting.
Yeah.
But
God damn, knocked out by your water bottle.
No, knocked out. I mean, quote, multiple customers have suffered permanent blindness according to
somebody just nailed your eye perfectly.
Yeah.
So because of that, if you have bought a metal water bottle from Walmart in the last however many years, look to see if it says Ozark Trail on it. If it does,
well, I'm sure they're not selling them anymore.
Well, I know, but I mean, there are people that are sold a million of them. There could be people listening that have one of these right now, because the water bottle culture, Tommy, has gotten crazy.
It's insane.
So there are two brands that stand out at this moment as the Cadillac of water bottles.
Which big jugs?
Stanley?
Yeah.
And your mom's. No. Stanley and Yeti are the Cadillac of water bottles, right?
There's this other one, though, now, too, with the little, I think it's a different brand, but the straw pops up like a thermos.
What is that?
Have you seen those?
No.
I think those are like the new Stanleys.
Okay. Yeah. All right, put a pin in that because I want to come back.
Okay.
By the way, Hydro Flask, also a trusted name in metal water bottles. But those water bottle name brands get very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And you would understand why someone wouldn't want to spend $50, $60, $70 on a water bottle, would go to Walmart and spend $10 instead.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that, however, in the water bottle realm, when you get a knockoff at Walmart, at Target, at Marshall's, whatever, you don't know the company that made it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the materials in the water bottle are made of. And you have no idea what dangers could be waiting inside. Because, like, some of these water bottles have been found to contain, like, materials that you're not supposed to be drinking out of.
So, like, made in countries that don't have, you know, people watching?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah.
All right.
And again, we're talking about a story where this water bottle blinded someone.
It turns you into Sammy Davis. What?
Man, we'd be crushing if this show was in
1974. He's very famous.
Very famous.
Kimmy knows who he is.
Only because you talk about him all the time.
You do bring him up an odd amount of times.
All right, let me ask you this question. Because you wouldn't spend $70 on a Stanley.
I ain't spending $75 when I got a glass of water at home.
Kimmy, who makes your water bottle?
I think I have a Yeti.
You have a...
Yeah. Well, I have a Yeti mug.
Okay, so now I'm nervous because I got this at Marshall's.
But you've been drinking out of that thing forever.
And it doesn't have a logo on it.
But the lid's
attached. You put so many goddamn... are those stickers you put on?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband does the same thing.
What is with your...
There's like the sticker culture happening amongst millennial males.
What is with stickers in your age?
What? You get stickers when you buy stuff all the time.
And I throw them out with the package.
We got a new sticker. The Let's Go Duffalo sticker for my Brother and I's podcast.
You have your own sticker on there?
It's a great sticker. Okay. Ryan designed them and put himself right in the front of the sticker.
All right, Wheeze.
You jealous? Brad
Brad's a Wheeze mug. Everybody's drinking out the Wheeze mug.
Tommy's jealous because he doesn't have his own sticker.
He's kind of jealous.
All right, let me ask this question. 252 WCMF, as we talk about these off-brand water bottles that are blinding people at Walmart, when is spending the money worth the peace of mind? Like, you will pay for the label because I know the money I am spending is worth the name I am getting for
this
product.
Well, it would have to be like one of those gold standard companies that you just know their quality. Like, nobody ever bitches.
Okay, can you give me an example of an item you will not buy off brand?
Oh, probably underwear.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
I think my husband's kind of on board with that. Or like he's... prefers a specific type. Not so much name brand, but he found one he likes, and that's the only one he'll wear now.
It's interesting, because I know a man, Kimmy, that I had known for a long time. He used to just go to Walmart and buy his BVDs. He would brag about it. You call me fancy, but I go to Walmart and buy my BVDs.
I buy working man underwear.
What happened?
Now, as I've aged and my balls have, and my penis have shifted south, I need more open area in the front. I need a pouch.
Yeah.
And it has to sit in that pouch.
Okay. So you will only buy name brand underwear.
That has the pouch.
And by the way, that name brand underwear gets really expensive.
Super expensive. But it's worth it, man. When I put it on, it's like I can literally hear my balls sigh.
252 WCMF. What are you only spending name brand money on? Kimmy, what is yours?
See, I'm big on dupes. Like,
we got to back up and explain to the older.
Okay, dupes are...
Did you see the look on his face, too?
Products that people like research that they say are the most similar to the name brand thing.
For example, Costco just got sued by Lululemon because they were making dupe Lululemon clothing. It's a kid's term that Kimmy is far too old to be using, but go on, I'm sorry.
But there is one thing that I will probably be loyal to for life, and that's Apple products.
Okay.
Like, I don't ever see myself buying a different computer or a different phone because it's just what I'm used to now.
I mean, I think that's probably one of the most common ones. Like, if you're someone that uses technology, and not even, right? Like, I'm with you.
You get product loyal as you age.
But I'm not even that loyal to Apple. I went from my BlackBerry to my iPhone.
I think it's just like routine now, right?
Yeah. I don't want to have to learn how to use a different phone.
So you're locked in.
And I got like an Apple laptop 15 years ago, same one I still have. Mm-hmm. It's just good for word processing.
Yeah.
But like when I eventually get a new laptop, it's going to be an Apple laptop.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
I don't either. I've never tried something
It's comfort.
Else, so I don't even really know what to compare it to.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, she's right. It could be, there could be another product that's less expensive and better, but I'm never going to know because I'm just going to keep down this lane.
I mean, it's like food. I mean, people probably get like food products, all that stuff.
But the food one makes the most sense because like when it comes.
You could die.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Like, well. No, you
and the taste.
Well, and the taste, you're going to know right away.
If you blind taste tested, I only feel that way about Oreos and soda. I think everything else, if you blind taste tested me, I
wouldn't. Not if you're really loyal to one specific product, I think.
All right, what is the food product you're most loyal to outside of Oreos and soda you could tell immediately?
Doritos.
You think so?
I've never seen a company replicate the original Dorito.
You can't go up against Big D, bro.
Because I'm big on Aldi snacks.
As much as you've tried.
I'm big on Aldi snacks, but they have not come up with the Dorito equivalent.
Yeah, it's the perfect. That is the perfect chip. It doesn't need anything.
No.
You can just eat a bag of Doritos and you're satisfied.
No, I'm not arguing Doritos. I'm just saying, I think in a blind taste test, I don't know if you gave me like a nacho cheese chip versus a Dorito chip. I don't think I could tell the difference.
I don't know.
Not a huge Dorito.
I don't know.
Okay. Like, you would know. When's the last time you ate a Dorito?
God. When did Obama get elected?
Probably before that.
Yeah, probably.
252-WCMF, we started this conversation. Walmart is recalling almost a million water bottles they have sold in their stores, metal water bottles made by Ozark Trail, after several customers suffered permanent blindness after the water bottle top exploded off of it. And we're talking about where you're willing to spend the money, because you can get a trusted name and water bottle in Stanley or Yeti or Hydro Flask, but some of those water bottles cost $50, $60, $70 a piece. And that's the other problem.
What's that?
There are people that are opposed to spending money on name brands because you don't want to look like you spent the money for the clout of the product.
Oh.
Because, like, before this story, every time I saw someone that had a Stanley, I assumed they had it just because they wanted people to know they could afford a Stanley.
Well, they're being trendy.
Exactly.
They're being cool.
It's an accessory. It kind of becomes part of your
look.
Fashion. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I told you, I was at a party where everybody had those Yeti tote bags coming in.
Yeah.
I'd never seen one before, but it's not even a cooler.
Nope.
No. It looks like a gigantic purse that you put all your cold stuff in, I guess.
Which is funny, too, because that runs the gamut of people with a lot of money and also country fans that tailgate at C-Mac.
Oh, yeah. Yeti's all over now.
But that's what I mean. Like, I get if you have wealth, you can afford to spend $200 on an insulated cooler bag.
Yeah.
I know what some of my buddies do for a living. You ain't got that kind of money.
Well,
you can put ice in a plastic bag, bro.
I was just going to say, like, how, if you're not like camping or boating or doing something outdoors, do you need the ice to last for 5 days?
You don't.
Days?
We were like, literally at a party that had a
refrigerator. Put it to the test.
We were at a party that had a refrigerator and an ice maker.
Yeah,
you didn't need any of it.
I'm with you. I mean, it's the clout. Like, when I go to a Bills game and I see people with Yeti coolers in the parking lot, like, I think, like, douche. But then maybe their other cooler exploded in their face, and now they want to go with a new brand. You know, we were asking what you will spend the extra money, because it's worth it on. You can always get us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Shelly writes us, Ray-Ban sunglasses.
That's
Big one.
And you know people loyal to their sunglasses brand, and they will just keep buying the same, almost the exact same pair over and over again.
Well, no, Ray-Ban and Oakley people are two very different.
Yeah, they're very different looks.
But I wonder if there's that loyalty to Ray-Ban in this town specifically because of Bausch & Lomb.
But don't forget, they had those trunk sales where you could buy them dirt cheap.
I mean, everybody had a free pair of Ray-Bans at one point in Rochester.
Yeah, what happened to them?
I don't know.
Yeah, they moved to Mexico.
My dad, I thought you meant the people that were stealing Ray-Bans.
Oh.
My old man got a free pair of, like, those aviator from...
Yeah, but he's got the haircut for it. If you have spiked up, like, old man hair, that's the glasses you want, the aviators.
Like, he thought he looked like a fighter from Top Gun.
More like Top Gut.
No, but, like, they wouldn't have been able to close the shell of the plane on account of the spiky hair, right? Like, it just wouldn't have worked. I don't know, man. Like,
comes Maverick.
If you want to spend the money, spend the money. Just be aware that everyone around you, if you are carrying a Stanley or wearing your Ray-Bans or whatever it is, you know, have your Yeti, they're going to look at you thinking you only have that to try and impress them.
Yeah, you're showing off.
Kind of makes you look like a douche.
You're flashing. So,
I mean, not that, I guess, who cares what other people think?
But we all do.
And you wouldn't buy the stuff if you didn't care what people think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird catch-22, Thomas.
Yes.
We all know you can get a ticket for driving too fast.
Yes.
But it turns out, on certain roads in New York, the opposite is true as well. And this law makes perfect sense, not only for safety, but keeping everyone moving in an efficient manner.
Okay.
At least it would make sense if this rule had ever been enforced ever at any time in the history of the state of New York.
Made up.
Thank you. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Are you aware of New York State's slowpoke law?
Well, you see that minimum speed law on the thruway.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Any two-lane road in the state of New York, whether it's a thruway, whether it's 495, 93, 90,
any damn road,
whether it is a two-lane road off
country
the highway,
road. All right.
You have to stay out of the left lane unless you are passing.
Okay.
Now, if the road has three lanes, you can hang in the middle lane. But that left lane, for most highways and most of 90, if you are not going by someone,
it's a passing lane.
Yes, you can get ticketed for driving on the left.
Yeah.
And that rule makes perfect sense. Keeping people to the right ensures traffic keeps flowing.
Yeah.
Doesn't cause massive backups that can slow down traffic for miles. Mm-hmm. You know, they have that butterfly effect theory where one person taps their brakes, you know, 5 miles ahead and it causes gridlock traffic. Has anyone in this room ever gotten a driving in the left lane ticket?
No. Never. And we drove a lot of country roads, man.
Kimmy, were you aware that driving in the left lane could get you a ticket?
No. I wasn't aware it could get you a ticket. I thought it was just kind of like an unspoken, like, rule kind
of
thing.
No, it's not.
But I will say, I didn't know. I remember like being a younger person and driving in the car with people who legitimately did not know that like that was like a passing lane. Like they just thought, oh, you just pick a lane and you go. Like they didn't really get like the flow of traffic.
Okay, can we talk about this?
Mm.
All right, 252-WCMF 252-9263. Has anyone ever gotten a driving in the left lane ticket? Have you been pulled over for?
And I've never seen anybody. I mean, I guess you wouldn't know if they're pulled over, but I've been stuck behind some pretty slow people.
Thank you.
Passing cops,
but it's all men.
And stuff, and nobody.
No.
No, I've never seen them get pulled over.
Okay, here's what blows my mind.
What?
There are signs on the throughway that say the left lane is for passing only. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the left lane.
Yeah.
Yet, like Kimmy said, despite those signs existing every like 15 miles, she had no idea it was a passing only lane. She thought she could just pick a lane and drive in the lane. And I don't know about you guys, but it sends me through the roof.
Yeah.
When I go to pass someone, only to get stuck behind someone that is oblivious to the left lane is passing.
Yeah, and it drives me crazy, too, when they go slow past trucks and stuff. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Thank
Why
you.
Do you not want to get around this truck
Thank
as quickly
you.
As possible?
Thank you. Like
crawling.
We just drove back and forth to Boston.
Yeah.
And it feels like not a single soul in New York knows what that left lane is for. And I won't pass anyone on the right. Because I don't want to be a dick.
That's illegal.
I don't want to get in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid, they're not paying attention, and they swift back to the right. So I'm stuck behind these people doing 67 on the thruway in the left lane, just losing my effing mind. I don't know why you're laughing. This is not a laughing matter.
It kind of is.
What, like, this doesn't bother you?
Yeah, because like, to your point, nobody's ever going to get caught for it.
So then why have the law?
That's a great point.
I don't know anybody that's been pulled over for going too slow, period.
252-WCMF 252-9263.
Have you ever been pulled over for going under the speed limit?
No, I mean, like, if you're not...
That'd be a funny conversation for the cop. Do you realize how slow you were going? Yeah, I'm old.
Well, I always thought the slow speed limit was more to catch people that were under the influence of things.
Mm. They were trying to drive cool.
Hide it.
Exactly. Because, I'm drunk, I'll be okay, I'll just do 20 or 50. I just don't understand how people don't know the left lane rule, because it's day one driving stuff.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, it could be younger people, like new drivers, younger people who just are learning all this for the first time.
But you should know.
I have seen like younger people in those situations.
But you just learned all the rules. There were tests.
Yeah, you
had
should know
passed.
All that.
You should know.
That's why I always think old man, little old lady in that left lane going slow. And they don't budge.
So, but here's the weird thing, man. Like I said, we just went back and forth to Boston. I always assume it is like a 20-year-old girl in front of me in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of people I ended up...
Who'd you say?
Well, it was all dudes. It was all like middle-aged dudes.
But not even driving fast?
No, like stuck in the left lane.
This is the speed limit I like, and this is what everybody else is going to do, too.
But like, do you not see that you're going the same speed as the guy right next to you in the right lane? Like, what
you're neck and neck.
What, are you racing them? A 67-mile-an-hour rate? God, I'm getting so mad right now. It makes me so mad. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the slowpoke law in New York State. It is the law that you have to stay out of the left lane on a two-lane road. Highways, any road that has two lanes going in the same direction. If you are going to the left lane, it is only to pass. If you drive in the left lane, you can be pulled over and ticketed, but nobody gets that ticket.
Well, you know what I assume, too, when you talk about it's like a middle-aged guy doing it. It's a guy who set it on cruise control and doesn't want to veer off cruise control.
Doesn't want to take it off for a minute.
Can we talk about that, too? Because I've driven with guys that are like, no, I'm on cruise control.
Yeah.
You know you can reset the cruise control.
Yeah, but you can also just adjust the speeds on your car.
That depends on how old your car is.
Well, true.
But like,
middle-aged dudes, those should be the best drivers. Because you're at peak... of your driving career.
But could also be the most stubborn.
I guess. That should be me.
Yeah.
Like I'm peak stubborn and crotchety.
No, I'm with you 100%. Like, you have the knowledge, like 35 to 50.
You should be locked in, man.
Yes, you have the knowledge of the road. You still have your wits about you and your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Faculties.
Like, reflexes, yes. Yeah, all that stuff. Like, you're right. You are at the NASCAR driving point of your driving career. So just do the right thing, you dick, and get the F out of the way.
Well, that guy's also going to get more stubborn or pissed off. Probably go even slower, though, once you start, like, getting on his ass, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going above the speed limit, and that should be good enough for you.
All right. How close, ethically, should you be able to get to someone in the left lane that won't pull over before you're being a dick?
Like pulling up on them?
Yeah, because they say, what is it? You're supposed to keep 3 car lengths in front of somebody on the thruway? Is that what
I thought it was 10.
Is it?
But you don't want to give him two.
Is it 10?
I think it's 10.
Uh-oh. Can you Google it?
I mean, three is not going to give you enough time to stop.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
But I also think people don't want, like, if I'm too far away, I feel like they think it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, they don't feel like they're in a rush because I'm not getting too close.
No, I know what you mean.
I don't want to get too close, but at the same time, I don't want them to think that the speed that they're doing, I'm cool with.
No, I agree with you. Like, there has to be an urgency, but not enough of an urgency where
I'm now in danger.
Exactly. Or because I don't want to be a dick. I just want you to get over. Just get the F over.
I mean, you could be a dick and flash him.
Oh, no, I'll never do the flash.
Because that's the ultimate insult. It's the flash.
Yeah. I mean, it's very emasculating.
But it works.
Well, it depends. If the guy in front of you is being a dick, or the person, they also may think that you're trying
Unless you get the backbird.
Yeah.
Well, then that's just going to send me over the edge. I don't want to be put in that position, Tommy.
So you asked how much space you should leave. It says one car length for every 10 miles per hour of speed.
All right. So if you're doing 60, six car lengths.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say 70 on the throughway.
Yeah.
So seven car. Uh-oh.
Yeah. What were you saying? Three?
Three. I thought it was three.
Yeah. You're going to go right into his ass.
In the car.
Yes.
Yes, you got it. Folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Holdy writes, if you think New York folks driving in the left lane is bad, how about the idiot drivers south of the Mason-Dixon line?
It's always a Florida plate.
And don't even get me started on people who don't understand how cruise control works. All right, Holdy, buddy, that's an old man statement,
yes,
what you
is.
Just said. All the worst drivers are south of the Mason-Dixon line. I do love driving out in the sticks. Like, when you get off the highway and you're on, like, those one-lane roads.
The old open road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems that people out in the sticks understand all of the driving rules.
No, probably. Yeah.
They're cool. They know when to get over. They know when you're trying to get by.
Well, they're friendly
folks. I mean, well, I don't know if they're friendly, but it's like everybody understands we're all on the same team here. You want to get someplace at this point. I want to get someplace at this point. We're all going to get there together.
Okay.
It's when you get closer to, like, major dicks. Cities.
All the dicks live in a city. Well, they do.
I mean, is that...
It's a concentration of dicks.
Is it because in cities you're not driving as much?
Yeah, it's more. You're just more aggressive. Is how you live.
Bigger mix of people, more frustration.
Well, no, but more.
You're not calm.
More aggressive would be you're going faster in the left lane, so we can get moving here.
Oh
no,
I don't know.
Like, bro, like, don't even get me started about 490 on the way home. Like going through the city.
Yeah,
nobody knows how that works on 490. Like, you will see like some like 60-year-old woman in the left lane doing 50 miles an hour.
The speed limit also changes a couple times as you're going through. So
oh,
I
Tommy
feel like
knows
that
all
also
about that.
Throws
yeah,
people
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. $300.
Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Can we please talk about the a-holes that drive slow, you pass them, and then they get butthurt and mad, and they go super fast and ride you? He's right. I don't get that. Like, I'm not.
I'm going to prove a point.
But what's the point?
Yeah. Even though I'm never going to meet you.
I just don't get, like, it's not a race, man. Like, I'm not trying to beat you anywhere. I am just more comfortable going this speed.
Yeah.
So get the F out of the way. Like, do guys feel emasculated when they're passed by somebody? Is that the problem?
I think all guys think that they own the space that they're in.
Okay.
Right?
Why?
I have a right to be here. This is my space. You go over there and do your thing.
But why?
Plenty of lanes over there.
I've got no problem getting to the right when somebody wants to pass me.
But men are territorial.
Not when it comes to the road for me personally.
I think in general, people, especially men.
Okay.
All men and some ladies.
Like, the only time I get pissed off with somebody behind me is when they come up on you fast and then, like, throw the brakes on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're a dick. But if you're coming up on me slow, I'll get over. Go ahead, buddy. You got places to be. I don't want to hold you up.
I do get pissed off when I see people, like, driving aggressively, like, on a weekend, like a Sunday morning. Where are you going, man?
What do you mean?
You're, like, riding an ass. Cutting around. It's Sunday morning. Are you late for church?
They could be going to work. They could be going to church. I have tons of stuff. I drive aggressively Sunday mornings to get my daughter to the rink because we're always late.
Yeah, but then that should be calm driving time.
Setting the rules of the road.
I would say right now.
You don't have anywhere to be.
No
so
aggressiveness
relax.
On Sunday. You'll get to church. Trust me. You know the score. You're in trouble. You're a sinner.
So it makes you mad if you think people have nowhere to be. And they're driving quickly.
Says a man who never has anywhere to be.
But I'm a cool driver, man.
Yeah, no, I could tell by your 7 tickets you got on the Freddie Sue Bridge. So we had started this break asking, had anybody ever gotten one of these tickets?
Yeah.
Dylan writes us on Instagram, my dad and brother did when they were driving to California.
Oh. It's
cross country.
Too slow ticket.
Yeah. Get the hell out of the left lane. All right.
By the way, man, if I'm trying to get to California, I'm going to haul ass. I'd creep along.
I don't know. Maybe you're in it for the journey.
There's nothing to see in this country. When you leave here, you could close your eyes to the Midwest and don't wake up till you hit the Rockies because you ain't missing nothing.
Well, don't close your eyes.
But you know what I'm saying. Nothing like seeing Indianapolis when you roll through her.
No, I don't know. I mean, I will say this.
Right.
I'm not trying to sound like car tough guy. Because there are some places in America, like once you get out west, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, where the speed limit gets up to like 85. Some places don't have a speed limit.
Well, it's just desolate.
It's horrifying, though. Like when you end up on a road with somebody and there is no speed limit, it's the scariest thing ever.
The Dakotas were like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not like a super aggressive fast driver. I just don't feel.
Yeah.
Just get out of my way. 252 WCMF. We'll take one call before we move on. Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Morning. How you guys doing after your break?
Ah, well rested.
So, oh, yeah.
So, not to be that guy or the old guy take, but, you know, to your point, Pat, you're always running late on Sundays, this, that, the other. If you left a little bit earlier, you wouldn't be in a rush.
Wait. Hold on. Back up.
You wouldn't be that guy. Listen, I deal with it every day. I'm a truck driver.
No. I'm just trying to figure this out. You're trying to tell me that if I leave earlier, I won't be late?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm not following. Let's back up again. Back up. Hold on. Back up.
Point.
Okay. Anything else?
You wouldn't be that guy.
I got it. Yeah, obviously no one wants to be late. I got three women in my life.
You know the worst part? Yeah, okay. The worst part of this whole conversation is truck drivers like me, you can talk to them all day long. We're not regulated at a certain, the speed limit, the posted speed limit. But a lot of people, they try to get around trucks and then they slam on their brakes. And I do 75 down the thruway. So if I'm in the left lane and I'm trying to pass somebody, they start speeding up, and I can't go past 75 because that's what my truck is governed at.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to get back in the right lane, and then they slam on their brakes.
Sure.
Then I try to pass them again.
You know, I'm just saying.
It's
all
a big game out there.
Can't you just drive over them?
There's something weird about this. There's something weird.
What's that?
Because, you wouldn't have to go 75, Redneck, if you just left earlier than you actually did.
I'm up every morning at 3 o'clock, driving every day until 6 o'clock. How much earlier do you want me to leave?
You got up at 2:30. You wouldn't have to drive at 7. I'm just saying, you wouldn't have to do 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Great talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, there's only so many hours a day, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
He's got a lot of good information there, though, bro.
I mean,
get up early.
Not everybody that speeds is late. Some
start sooner.
Just like to drive fast.
Let's take a break.
All right.